ready to play, whether or not we'll be as sharp as we think we need to be. And as it turned out, we were able to start the game fast. We continued to build momentum. And then as the game unfolded, we really took control of it. So I was happy with the mindset. I was happy with the approach that our team took in this game. And I thought we got off to a good start because of that. You know, offensively, we were able to run the ball extremely well, better than we have in other games this year. I think 325 or so yards that we rushed for. And all four of our running backs were able to get significant carries and have significant production on the ground. You know, Sony Ento has four touchdowns. Rodney Nelson goes over 100 yards. And, you know, Derek Robertson was as good as he's been all year, completing 75% of his passes. Even though we didn't need to throw the ball, and we threw the ball much less than we had in any game this season, he was very effective when we did have an opportunity to throw. And, you know, I was really pleased with the way our defense came along. They played fast and loose and created a lot of havoc out there. We're very good on third down, excellent in the red zone. We're able to get a couple turnovers that our offense turned into points. So, all in all, a good day.
First question this morning from Tiffany Williams. Go ahead, Tiffany.
Congratulations on the win, Coach. Sony, can you talk a little bit about him on the, as an impactful player of the team?
I'm sorry, could you say that again, Tiffany? I couldn't quite hear.
Sony, can you talk a little bit about him and his impact?
And yeah, it's you know, Sony Ento is just a dynamic player for us. You know, obviously he came to us as a grad transfer. He immediately, you know, really assimilated into the culture of our team. He's a guy that maybe doesn't get an awful lot of carries in a game. I think he had maybe 12, maybe 13 carries on Saturday, but he's extremely productive. He's very difficult to tackle as well, and that's why when we get into a short yardage situation or down by the goal line, we're going to feed him the ball because he has the strength, he has the build and the physicality to carry people into the end zone with him. But you know, he's a great teammate, and he has shown in other games the ability to take the ball the distance. He has a 94-yard touchdown run to his credit here. So, I mean, it's just a great addition to our team, a great leader, one of our captains, and just somebody that we rely on quite a bit.
Next question from Steve Ellison. Good morning, Steve.
Hi, Rob. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, Steve.
You know, the last 3 weeks, TJ Spate has had a, like a big chunk touchdown every game. It seems like he has really come into his own in recent weeks, especially since when Josh Jerry went down, really seemed to step up.
Oh, he did. You know, TJ's a very dynamic athlete. He has excellent speed. When you get the ball and he's able to catch it clean and he has a step, he's a threat to take it all the way to the end zone every time he catches the ball. And I think you're exactly right. When Josh Derry was out of the lineup, TJ really came into his own and became our go-to guy. And then this past Saturday, we had Josh back. So having both of them on the field sometimes at the same time really, you know, gave us a dual threat at that position.
Your top three tacklers on Saturday were a junior, a freshman, and a sophomore. As you have, what has it been like? Obviously, ups and downs through the season, kind of watching this whole group of young guys mature, so to speak.
Well, you know, that's exactly what I think they're doing, Steve, is they're maturing. You know, you're talking about Israel Clark, a redshirt freshman who had a really big day. He was our leading tackler, an interception that he returned for 65 yards. Willie Love is a true freshman, one of our outside linebackers who was just all over the field and very dynamic in making plays. The defensive line was led by Isaiah Rogers. You got Remy Johnson at the linebacker position. It was just a great effort by a lot of up-and-coming players. And I think each and every week we've seen them mature as football players. We've seen them get a little bit better technically at what we're asking them to do, the execution. And what we saw Saturday was finally they're playing just loose and fast. I think there was a lot of, maybe not a lot, but there was some tentativeness early in the season where they weren't quite sure maybe what to do, some of the younger guys. But now they're getting more comfortable with the scheme. They're getting more comfortable playing in these games. And I think we're starting to see their true ability come to the surface.
How did you come out of the game physically?
I think pretty well. I mean, we don't have very few injuries. I mean, immediately after the game, one of our special team players was a little bit banged up, but I think he's going to be all right for this week. But other than that, really well.
Terrific. Thanks.
Yep.
Ken, we obviously talked that you got the number one offense in the country, and we've talked a lot about it, but 584 more yards. You touched on the balance, 300 rush and 200 passing, and three drives of 74 yards or longer. How much confidence is this group playing with right now?
They're playing with a high level of confidence. And quite honestly, Rob, in the beginning of the season, we were a little uncertain about how effective we would be on offense. We were confident in our skill positions. We knew we had good running backs. We knew we had a good quarterback. We were good on the perimeter with our receivers. Our tight ends would be effective. The biggest question mark was probably within the offensive line, with four new starters in that group, guys who really have never played football, and not played, meaning been as a starting role or played significant reps for us before. And that's been one of the best surprises that we've had so far. They're really coming along. And then Jeff Gallo, our offensive coordinator, and the rest of the offensive staff does a really good job of putting our playmakers or our skilled players in positions where they can make plays.
I know you talked a little bit to Steve about some of these young guys that you have performing on defense, but Brian had been able to put up some yards on some people. I know the quarterback got banged up, but you hold him to 303 yards, three sacks, a couple interceptions. What were you able to do so well to kind of slow them down?
Well, I mean, I think, and I alluded to this in my answer to Steve. I mean, I think we're finally reaching the point where maybe our defense is coming of age a little bit. They're starting to play faster. They're starting to play at the speed you need them to play at in order to be effective. Where up until this point in the season, maybe up until the bye week, it was always a work in progress where we were getting a little bit better each week, but weren't better across the board in every aspect of what we do. And I think we saw Saturday what we can be on that side of the ball, and hopefully that continues, and hopefully we'll continue to grow.
So, okay, ahead to this week, you're back at home against the Towson team that has certainly had some good wins and played some really good teams tough this season against a pretty hard schedule. What are some of the challenges they present for you?
Well, I think you've said it right there. You know, when you look at their record, you know, you've got to understand who they've played. They've played an extremely demanding schedule with Cincinnati, North Dakota State, Villanova. You know, that's three of their four losses right there. I mean, they had a really good conference win over William and Mary, and we know we're going to have our hands full with them. You know, they're very good at the skill positions on the offensive side of the ball, the quarterback. They have two running backs that they use. They have an all-conference tight end. They have very good receivers in their offensive line. I mean, I don't know if it's just that we're incredibly small in our offensive line, but everybody else is enormous. And so they've got one of the bigger lines that we'll see, averaging, I think it's 6'6", 310 pounds. And then on the defensive side, they've got some very active guys. They do a lot. They run really well to the ball. They got two good linebackers in number three and number 10. Number 59 in the defensive line is a guy who causes havoc. He's always in the backfield, bothering the quarterback. They've got some good guys on the back end too. So, I mean, it's one of those games where we're going to have to take another step forward. We're going to have to be a week better than we were last week if we hope to be competitive in the game.
Before I let you go, one other thing I saw from one of your guys, maybe one of your defensive players, talking about the tough early season schedule that you guys played and how that maybe is benefiting you now down the stretch. Do you sense that?
I do. And I think that was, you know, part of the growing pains that we went through, maybe particular on the defensive side. Not only were we young, but we were playing a very demanding schedule as well. And I think, you know, when you combine those two things, you're not always going to have the success in every area that you would like to have. And I think, you know, maybe hopefully we're starting to come of age a little bit. I think only time will tell in that respect, but hopefully we're getting a little bit better, incrementally better each week.
All right, Kevin, thanks so much for the time as always this morning, and look forward to talking again next week.